What's up, my friend? Welcome to the Finding Direction podcast. My name is Stu Massengill, and I'm here every single week to bring you a passionate guest or message dedicated to helping you find your purpose so that you can live a life full of passion, fulfillment, and happiness. From the bottom of my heart, thank you for hanging out with me, and let's dive in. What's up, my friend? Welcome to the first official solo episode of 2023. Thank you so much for being here. I hope you're having an unbelievable start to your year, whether you're listening to this right when the release is or whether you're a couple weeks into 2023. I hope this year is filling your life with blessings and incredible things as you kick off this year and is leading to become an extraordinary year for your life. Thank you so much for being here. One of the things that we're going to be doing this year, at least for the first couple episodes on our solo episodes, is we're going to incorporate something called the 200 by 30 challenge. And I am beyond excited to share it with you. What it is the goal is by my 30th birthday, which is in the beginning of February, February 12th, to get to 200 reviews on this show. And what that will do is it will allow us to make the second quarter, the third quarter, the fourth quarter even better on this show, bringing you better content, bringing you more practical things for your life, and to ultimately make it we can get more guests, better guests, and make this show better for you. And I figured the best way to celebrate my 30th birthday is to take one of the reviews that we have during this challenge and read it out loud every single week on the podcast to celebrate you and say thank you for being part of this almost 4-year journey on the podcast. And so the first review that we're actually going to read out today to kick off the 200 by 30 challenge is a review by someone named Michael, who actually left a review in the very, very beginning stages of the show. So thank you, Michael, so much for leaving this review. Thank you if you're continuing to listen to the podcast. And here is the review from Michael. He said, moving. Honestly, very moving and insightful. Not surface level conversations. Nuanced and deep and practical in all caps. Love how Stu hosts his guests and finds tangible takeaways to help me in my life. Definitely recommend. Again, Michael, I want to say thank you so much for leaving that review. It truly does touch my heart, and I'm grateful that you left that back in 2019, and you know, 4 years later, we are still running things on the show and doing exactly that and making sure we add massive, massive amounts of value. So if you want to participate in the 200 by 30 challenge, all I ask is go to the iTunes store right now or after you leave. I would say do it immediately, and just let me know what is something you're enjoying from this show. And what's a nugget you got? And you may be one of our winners whose review we'll read out on one of the next solo episodes. So again, that's the 200 by 30 challenge. And without further ado, we are going to dive right into this week's episode. And it's all about four pieces to create your identity through 2023. And as we dive into this, the first piece is maybe one of the most important pieces. We're going to go through all four. And the fourth one is extraordinarily crucial to make sure that this sticks in your life, right? To make sure that you don't just talk about this identity, but you actually embody it. You actually become it. So make sure you stick around for the fourth piece. But the first piece when it comes to creating your identity for 2023 is to understand the power of identity. You have to understand the power of identity. It is one of the strongest forces as a human being. And as you come into 2023, one of the things you want to understand this year as you look at the things you want to achieve in your life is you literally have to re-engineer yourself to get to the next level that you want to achieve in your life. Right? One of my mentors used to always say, he would say, don't wish it were easier, wish you were better. If you want to get more, you must become more. And that's exactly what we're talking about. You want to get more. You want to become more. You want to have more, make more income, have more fulfillment, have more love, joy, passion. Then you literally have to re-engineer yourself. So as you start to understand the power of identity, what identity really is at the core is it's a sum of beliefs about who we believe that we are. Right? A sum of beliefs about who we believe we are. So our identity, if it's, you know, I'm someone who does mediocre in my life, and that's just the life that I live, then we're going to live a life that's mediocre. right? If you look at some of the greats, like you take Muhammad Ali, for an example, or Michael Jordan, or, you know, even Steph Curry today, or anybody that's achieved something great in their life, if you look at their identity, they, before they even became the person that they were, it was in their identity that they already owned that persona, right? It was, you look at Michael Jordan, before he was Michael Jordan, the way he'd walk on the court, the way he'd think about himself, the way he'd talk to others, he knew he was the GOAT. He knew he was the greatest of all time, and he owned that identity. And because he owned that identity first, he eventually grew into that being his reality. So when the identity is a sum of beliefs about who you believe you are, if you can change the beliefs about who you believe you are, you'll change the results that you're getting in your life. You change the identity, everything else begins to follow. Because one of the other pieces when it comes to identity, and I've shared this on the podcast before, but it's that the strongest force we have as a human being is to live in alignment with who we believe we are. The strongest force in a human being is to live in alignment with who you believe you are. So again, if you come into 2023 and you're bringing the identity of who you were in 2022 and 2021 and 2020, the reality is you're not going to get to the goals that you have set for this year because of the identity that you're bringing into this year. You want different things, you have to have a different identity. You literally, again, you have to re-engineer yourself, right? In anything in life, 80% is psychology and 20% is mechanics. 80% is psychology. So that's what we want to look at. How can we change the psychology of how you believe about yourself, how you think about yourself, how you talk about yourself out loud and internally? And you change that, you change the 80%, everything else is going to begin to change. So I hope in this little rant that I've gone on here about identity, I really hope you start to buy into the idea of saying, okay, it's 2023 and I get it, Stu. I want different things this year. I need to first change my identity. And if I change my identity, I will grow into those things that I want to achieve this year, right? So now that you buy into and you understand the power of identity, the second thing that we want to do here is now that we know we need to change our identity to elevate our life and to achieve the things we want in our life, the second thing we need to do is get clear on what is it that you want for your life? And more specifically, what is it that you want in 2023? So once you know the power of identity, the second piece we look at is what would three professional goals be that you want to achieve in your life this year in 2023, right? Is one that maybe this year is the year that you get into a career that you absolutely love, that you're just so passionate, you're so charged up about, it energizes you, and maybe that's one of your professional goals. Maybe a professional goal is to start a side hustle and get things moving in your life, right? Maybe a personal goal for this year, or professional goal, excuse me, is to finally take your business to the level that you've really been wanting to get to. And maybe that's one of your professional goals. So ask yourself, what are three professional goals I want to achieve? And what you want to do here is you want to be very, very, very specific. So I'll give you an example of what I mean. If you come into 2023 and you say, you know what I want to do professionally? I want to make more money this year. I want to make more income. If you said that as your professional goal, I could Venmo you, Zelle you, send you a dollar in the mail after this. And once you received it, I could call you celebrating, clapping, applauding you, going, hey, you achieved your goal for 2023. You made more money. And you'd probably respond to me and go, Stu, what are you talking about? I got a dollar. But when you look at this simple example, this almost silly example, isn't it true that a dollar is more money? So you would have achieved your results. Sometimes in life, you're actually achieving the things that you asked for. You're just not being specific enough. You're saying, I want to grow my business. So you grew it a tiny bit and you got what you asked for. You say, I want to make more money. You got $20 more in your bank account. You got your goal. So rather than saying general things, be extremely specific. Is it you go, you know, in 2023, I want to wake up energized. I want to go do something that I'm passionate about every single day. And I want to work from home. And maybe that's what your specific result is. Is your specific result, you go, you know what, in my side hustle, my business, I want to make $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 a month. And that's your specific result. But make sure you are as specific as you possibly can be. What are three professional goals. And then what we also want to do is we want to look at what are three personal goals that you also want to achieve in 2023, right? So what are some things that would just charge you up in your life? Maybe one goal is getting into a relationship this year. Maybe that's one for you. Maybe another goal for this year is getting in a certain physical shape. Maybe it's reading books. Maybe it is doing something else in your personal life. But ask yourself, what are three specific things you'd like to achieve professionally and personally? And you have to get clear on that. If you want to dive into even more of this, you can actually go back to one of the episodes we did just recently. It was episode 322, so just a few back. And it was called Making 2023 the Best Year Yet, Goal Setting and the Secret to Achieving Your Goals. So if you want to dive into more on those goals for 2023, go back and listen to episode 322. But that is the second piece here, is get clear on your goals for 2023. Now, the third piece when it comes to creating your identity for 2023 is ask yourself, what would your identity need to be in order to achieve those goals? What would your identity need to be in order to achieve those goals? So you want to start to look at this in the sense of, okay, if I were to be making X my business, if I were to be living this type of a career that lit me up, what are the habits that that person would have? What are the standards that that person would have for their life? What are the thoughts that would be going through that person's head, right? You want to ask yourself, if you could put yourself in the body of the person that you want to be when you achieve those goals, what is the identity of that person? Right. Again, I go back to Michael Jordan, as mentioned earlier. You look at Michael Jordan's identity before he was quote unquote Michael Jordan. It's that he knew inside of him that he was the greatest of all time. He knew he was unbelievable on the court. He knew he was one of the hardest workers. He knew he had a sickening work ethic. He knew that he was someone that people were going to look at for generations to come. And that's the belief. That's the identity he had about himself before he was ever the Michael Jordan that we know today. So when you're that version of you in 12 months, what's the identity you would have to have in order to achieve those things, right? A few questions you can ask yourself again is, what type of person would achieve these goals? What type of person would achieve those goals that you have for yourself over the next 12 months? What type of habits would this person have? What type of belief systems would this person have that achieves the goals that you have for this year? What would this person believe about themselves and their potential? What would this person be focusing on? Right? These are some of the questions you want to start to ask yourself as far as what is the identity you would need to have about yourself to achieve those goals that you have for this year. And what I wanted to do as well, to give you an example, is I figured I would actually read the identity that I've created for myself to give you a little bit of an example for the identity that you could create for yourself. And this is for me, for life. But you can use this to apply it to this year, or you can use this to apply it to your life in general. But this is my identity, just to give you an example. It's that my identity is, I am someone who exudes happiness and an overall positive vibe. I'm someone who leaves people better after an interaction. I'm someone who pushes himself continuously to get uncomfortable because I know what I truly want lives on the other side, and that the unknown is where adventure, excitement, and passion live. I'm a giver, lover, and encourager. I'm someone who pushes the edge of what's possible. I'm someone who brings people together to create magic moments in life. I'm someone who just makes you smile when you think of me because of the energy that I exude. I'm committed to making the world a better place. I am proof that you can live a limitless life. I am love. I am faith. I am joy. I am fun. I am adventurous. I am wealthy. I am financially free. I'm helping thousands of people. I'm full of energy and physically fit, healthy, and vibrant. I'm a mover and a shaker of possibility. I'm an amazing son, brother, lover, speaker, and coach. That's my identity. And if you can feel it, when I read that, it charges me up to achieve the things that I want to achieve this year in my life and in my life in general. So your homework for now, if you really want to take action on this, and you know on this show we are about action, is ask yourself right now, what would the identity need to be in order for you to achieve these things that you want to achieve in your life? Who do you need to become, right? If they say, if you want to get things that are better, you need to become better. Well, what is better? What are the habits of better? What are the thoughts of better? What is the belief system of the better version of you? Get clear on that. And what I would encourage you to do is write it down. And that's going to lead us to the fourth piece to creating your identity in 2023. And I would say probably the most important piece of creating your identity for this year, and it is to condition it. Condition your new identity. Oftentimes people create a goal, an identity, something for their life, and they just let it go. They do it once, they never think about it again, and they wonder why nothing in their life changes. It's because you have to condition it. And if we get a little bit deeper here when it comes to conditioning it, you want to understand that really what conditioning it is going to do is it's going to embed your identity into your unconscious mind, right? If we look at everything that takes place in our life, a majority of the things that we do and the actions that we take are based on our unconscious thoughts. And if we can shift those unconscious thoughts, everything else can begin to shift. I had the privilege to learn from a guy named Bob Proctor. You can check him out if you've never heard of him. He's an amazing legend in the personal development world, rest his soul. But I got to learn from Bob Proctor for about 4 years directly. I was able to get mentored by him. And one of the main things he spoke about is the power of your unconscious mind. And if you can influence your unconscious mind, it can begin to shift the actions, the beliefs, the behaviors, the results that you get in your life. And the way that you influence your unconscious mind is you continuously, over and over and over, embed a specific thought or belief with emotion. And what it does is your unconscious mind will accept anything that you give it if you give it often enough and with enough emotion. If you say something over and over and over to yourself and you say it with enough emotion, eventually your unconscious mind will begin to take that and it will begin to shape your life around that new unconscious belief. So what you want to do for this fourth part as you condition it is the practical aspect is write this identity down that you create somewhere where you can see it every day, right? It could be that you put it on your wall. It could be you put it on your screensaver on your phone. It could be that you write on a piece of paper and you just put it on your desk or you tape it in your bathroom. And then what you want to do is once a week, read this out loud to yourself in the mirror with emotion. Like feel it, own it, embody it. And although this may sound weird, although this may sound so different than maybe anything you've done, again, what you are truly doing here is you're doing it and imprinting it into your unconscious mind, right? And if you do it enough times, often enough, with enough emotion, eventually your brain goes, holy shit, he really means this. Holy shit, this is really who I am. Holy shit, this is actually the identity of who I am, not all that other stuff that I believed once before in 2022, 2021, 2020, and in the before that. You say it enough times with enough emotion, eventually your unconscious will take hold of it, and then basically those goals that you have are going to become real in your life much, much quicker. All right. So make sure that you take this fourth piece and make sure you act on it. Yes, I know it may sound a little weird. Yes, I know it may sound a little bit different, but if you want different things, you have to do different things, right? Someone once told me, said, if you want an extraordinary life, if you want a life that most people don't live, just look at what other people do. Most people, the majority of people, and do the exact opposite. I guarantee you the majority of people are not doing this and reading this out loud to themselves in the mirror. So you want to get something different, do something different. All right. So again, to give a quick recap of four pieces to create your identity for 2023 is number one, understand the power of identity. Number two, get clear on your goals for 2023. Number three, ask yourself, what would your identity need to be in order to achieve these things? And finally, number four, remember to condition it over and over and over and over. And watch how things begin to change in your life. Thank you so much for hanging out with me on the show today. I truly, from the bottom of my heart, am so grateful for every minute we get to spend together. I'm so grateful that you're kicking 2023 off with me together, and we can dive into the journey of your life to help you find your purpose and maximize living in every single day. If you have not yet, make sure you hit the subscribe button so you can hang out with us every single week. And if you enjoyed this show and want to be part of the 200 by 30 challenge, make sure to go leave us a review on iTunes and get the chance to have your review read out loud next week or on one of the upcoming solo episodes of this month and part of February. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. I love you. I'm grateful for you. And I hope you have an unbelievable, outstanding, incredible rest of your day. If you don't feel like hanging up, don't feel like you need to go anywhere, I have another episode coming up right after this. And other than that, I'll talk to you soon.